access provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Have you seen that new place on Munali Road by Toto?
Yeah, I was there yesterday.
So it's a more
our way. It's something different. It has all your shopping needs, but you should also bring the family. They have shops, restaurants, pharmacy, a dental clinic, this new thing called rock climbing, a kids play area, and a games room, and even have a traditional market in there.
Serious?
We bought impua, even some gemnet for dinner last night. Aiwe, you have to experience this.
Both Otunia shopping and recreation. Just what you need. Visit us on Munali Road today.
It is 18 hours. It's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. DEC seizes 280,000 kwacha in counterfeit 500 kwacha notes in Chipata. Lusaka Magistrate Court threatens to revoke Nakachinda's bail for failing to appear. And in global news, Gabon's ousted president and family freed after 2 years and fly to Angola. With the evening news on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Chipata, Eastern Province, has arrested a Zambian national in connection with the offense of possession of 280,000 kwacha in counterfeit notes produced in 500 kwacha denominations. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says the suspect has been identified as Hamsonde Fura, aged 62, a resident of Hillview area in Chipata district. And in a separate development, Mr. Tamba says a joint DEC operation comprising officers from Kitwe and Lusaka districts have apprehended a 36-year-old female suspect identified as Khadija Mningel in Kitwe on the Copper Belt in connection with the offense of trafficking in 25 pellets of cocaine weighing 500 grams. He says the drugs were found in a Toyota Mark X vehicle that the suspect was driving, which has also been seized. Mr. Tamba says Khadija has been on the DEC watch list for some time, as she is believed to be a notorious drug supplier in the northwestern and Copperbelt provinces.
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Chipata District in the Eastern Province has arrested a Zambia national in connection with the offense of possession of 280,000 counterfeit Zambian kwacha produced in 500 kwacha denominations. The suspect has since been identified as Hamsonde Fura, male age 62, a resident of Hillview area in Chipata District. The Commission wishes to indicate that we have deployed a cocktail of strategies to combat illicit drug trafficking activities. We further wish to call on members of the general public to continue reporting suspicious activities so that by acting together, we can effectively prevent, detect, and combat crime.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has threatened to revoke opposition Patriotic Front Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda's bail if he fails to appear on Monday, the 19th of May, 2025. Magistrate Ida Piri issued the warning after Mr. Nakachinda's surety Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafwaya notified the court that the accused was out of the country. Magistrate Piri ruled that the absence was deliberate and threatened to revoke Mr. Nakachinda's bail until the matter is disposed of if he fails to appear at the next sitting. The court has rescheduled the matter to Monday and named two state witnesses, Bruce Kanema from Solwezi and Dr. Humphrey Kapalu, to be called. In this matter, Mr. Nagachinda faces an offence of hate speech contrary to Section 70 of the Penal Code on claims that he made in April of 2022 that Zambians had gotten an ignorant person from Vwengwa and dumped him at State House. Police in Chikankata District of Southern Province have launched investigations into the theft of 12 copper cathode plates from a truck in transit along the Great North Road. According to Southern Province Deputy Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, the incident occurred yesterday around 05:30 hours at Dallas Hills in Chikankata and was reported to the police by Sylvester Walia of Pomozi Compound in Indola, the driver of the truck belonging to Zamland Company. Mr. Namalongo has said in a statement that unknown individuals cut open the truck's tent and ratchet before stealing the copper plates. He says the value of the stolen copper has not yet been established, no arrests have been made, and none of the stolen goods have been recovered. Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has directed the management and council of the Copperbelt University CBU to ensure the full implementation of the institution's new five-year strategic plan to drive strategic success. In a speech read for him by Director of Higher Education Brian Makufele during the launch of the CBU 2025-2029 strategic plan in Kitwe today, Mr. Siakalima emphasized the importance of results-oriented planning and effective implementation. Mr. Siakalima, who launched the plan under the theme Advancing Innovation, Excellence and Sustainability, has called on the university to enhance its global research capacity and visibility while reducing over-reliance on public funding.
We have seen too many well-written plans gather dust on office shelves. This must not be the first of the 2025-2029 strategic plan of the Copperbelt University. As a ministry, we implore the university management to move with agency, dedication and transparency in implementing this plan. The time needed for action is now. Implementation of this plan must be consistent, measurable and accountable. It must establish clear deliverables, timelines and performance metrics report.
And CBU Council Chairperson Felicity Chisangat noted that the strategic plan identifies competition, regulatory frameworks and the learning environment as critical factors to help the university leverage its unique strengths, respond to evolving market demands, maintain compliance with academic standards and modernize its legacy infrastructure.
In this strategic plan, the Copperbelt University has identified three factors. The first one is competition. The country has 9 public and 54 private universities. Prospective applicants have a wider choice based on institutional reputation, marketability of programs, profile of teaching staff, as well as the learning environment as matters of consideration in the choice of which institution to attend. This strategic plan aims to enable CBU leverage its unique strengths.
Earlier, CBU Vice Chancellor Professor Imasiku Nyambe highlighted challenges such as the shortage of classroom space and academic offices, stating that the university has resorted to using the multi-purpose facility while legacy hostels remain under construction and incomplete. In global news, Gabon's former president Ali Bongo, who was deposed in a 2023 coup, has left the country and is now in Angola, the authorities there have announced. The Angolan presidency added in a statement posted on social media that Bongo's family had been released from detention and were with him in Luanda. Bongo's wife and son, Sylvia and Nuruddin, faced corruption charges and had been imprisoned in 2023. The BBC reports on this and other global news stories.
The Angolan presidency says the former leader of Gabon, Ali Bongo Ondima, has been released from detention and allowed to travel to Luanda. Mr. Bongo was deposed by a cousin in 2023. Pope Leo has called on countries to stop producing weapons and focus on peace efforts. He also called for compassion with people who've been displaced. Officials in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo say they're investigating the impact of a chemical spill which turned the waters of a lake and some of its wildlife blue. Officials say